Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. May I please have your
Vicky?
Zip code? Hi, can I have your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
64730.
Thank you very much.
What did I spend $59 on?
I'm about to tell you as soon as I locate an account, sir. You've reached a third-party call center, and I really like that pleasant tone to your voice.
Well, you know what? You get more with honey than you do with vinegar.
There you go.
Does it help if I reach through this phone and scream at you? Not a bit. Last, you know, last I heard, Bell created this thing called a disconnect button. It's like, what the heck? Click. Yeah, okay. Customer service is good, but when somebody's screaming at you, how much do you take? That's
right.
A real question. Because I've stood face to face with somebody literally spitting in my face.
Mm-mm.
And about all you can do is hold your breath until you make that decision.
Right.
Am I willing to accept?
Right. Well, I appreciate that thought process, sir. Let me have your zip code one more time. I got so engaged in what you said, I forgot. Sorry.
64730.
Okay. And your first and last name?
I am Randy Litvak, and I also am a professional salesman, so I understand all the little things that go on. So I do understand this call's monitored and recorded for quality assurance.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's what
that
bubbly
too.
Personality
so real estate,
comes from.
It's insurance.
Sales experience. Okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And I'm a Scorpio to boot.
Okay, now. That's a whole nother talk.
Add a little
Randy.
Fire on top of that.
Look
you
at you.
You said it too, didn't you?
Okay.
Tell me what you got going.
All righty. Mr. Randy, it looks like you responded.
Nope. Mr.'s a surname. Randy's a first name.
I know. It's just I'm in the South, so it's just a habit.
I know you. Hey, I'm dating a girl from Florida. I tell you, I get South all the time thrown in my face.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, do you
She's all up about that.
Do you recall seeing something that said that you'd want a Craftsman toolbox, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this
is where this is stemming from. When you responded to it by trying to pay the shipping, you were then enrolled in a mobile food app. They call it Bites Hub. And it's just an app called Mr. Litvak that just encourages healthy eating.
Let's
okay.
keep it there.
Okay, Randy. All right, Randy. So they charge you $59.89 for this mobile food app. And it's just an app that gives you tips on how to cut sugars and carbs, stuff like that. You have
gotcha.
To be enrolled in
I need
Bites
to cancel
Hub.
That.
Okay, you have to be enrolled
I need
in Bites
to cancel
Hub.
That.
To be in the
and I need you to, and I need you to just send it back to me.
Okay, they do offer
don't care
it for $20
about a month.
I know you don't.
Nope. Don't so care you, about it. You know you, as well as I do, everybody is struggling right now. And I thought I was paying shipping on that toolbox.
Right.
And I don't want or need anything else.
Okay, well, I
my
refunded.
My girlfriend would jump up my... You know what I'm saying.
Yes, sir. Well, I refunded the $59.89, sir, back to your Visa card ending 0713 and sent you a refund confirmation email to a dad of two boys at gmail.com.
You figured it out.
Yes, sir.
Hey, God bless you. Thank you for doing that.
Of course. Now, I have a cancellation number to give you, Randy, so let me know when you're ready to
you
write it down.
Send it on the email. It's fine.
Okay. It'll be a refund confirmation email. You'll receive that within the next 24 to 48 hours. Enjoy your holiday.
I mean, something for $1.95, and she's like, yeah, it's for an i10 or something for a TV, and they're going to do it at the end of the month. And I'm like, why am I not receiving it? You know, everybody's like, oh, I did this and it came. It's like, yeah, okay. So no mas. I will cut this card up if I have to.
No, sir, you're all set. They won't bill you anything else, Randy. I assure you have Vicky's word on that one.
Well, I hear it in your voice that I trust you. I pray
That's
your
right.
company is as honest as you are.
Hmm. Okie dokie. I'm on that note, I'm going to say you have a good weekend. Stay safe. And
you as well.
Thank you for calling customer support. It was a joy talking to you.
Jia Jian, good health to you. That's Chinese.
Say it again.
Jai Jin.
Jai
like,
Jin.
J-I-A.
Oh, that's my niece's
no,
name.
No, my bad. It's Z-I-L-G-I-A-N, and there's little marks with the vowels for the letters.
Say it again. You say it's Z-I-L-G-I-A-N.
Z-I-A.
C-I-A.
G, no, I'm sorry, J-I-A-N, and it's Jiajin.
Jiajin. And that means what?
Good health.
All right.
You know, you
and
get
same
nothing
to you
if you give nothing. And
that's
I
correct.
Think, you know, this world is in a terrible place right now because we've got terrible people running it. You know?
It's awful.
If we took care of ourselves, there'd be nobody in the streets. There'd be less violence. And it'd be a happier place. But I wish you God's blessings and you take care of yourself, okay?
You too. You too, Randy. Thank you so much for that. You stay safe and enjoy your weekend. Thank you for calling customer support, sir. Bye-bye now.
Have a nice Labor Day weekend. Nope.
Memorial Day. I'll be right here.
The girlfriend too.
Okay.
She's out of work. Take care now.
You too, Randy. Stay safe. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye now.